All right, we'll say let's begin. So again, Yashikach to Yona and Shoshi for hosting, and we have a beautiful piece tonight from the Rebbe. Actually, two pieces that you'll see will kind of coalesce as one. So begin on the page. I think I numbered the pages. Yeah. So it's a little bit cut off, but it's the number one on the bottom, paragraph A. So remember again, the pasuk over here says that it's Parak Yotes pasuk Beis, chapter 19, verse 2. The pasuk says Vayisu Merifidim. Vayavo Midbar Sinai. Kali Yisrael traveled from Rephidim. They came to the desert of Sinai. Vayachan Uba Midbar. They camped in the desert. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahar. And Kali Yisrael camped, opposite the mountain. Good. Beginning of Sinaitic Revelation, beginning of Matan Torah. So, of course, again, what's interesting to note, and Rashi HaKadosh already points this out, is that the pasuk says, Vayichan Yisrael. Now, as opposed to Vayachanu Yisrael, remember again, Yisrael refers to Klal Yisrael, that's a plural. So it should have said Vayachanu Yisrael. It says Vayichan Yisrael. Vayichan Yisrael means Lashon Yochid, singular. So Rashi HaKadosh, right? So we'll say there are sheets, if anyone needs. There should be sheets right in front of Bennett. So Vayichan Yisrael, Ki Ishechad Belev Echad. As the pasuk says, one people, one heart. The Torah purposely employs a Lashon Yochid, a singular Lashon, to highlight something incredibly amazing, which is the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, there was a palpable Achdus. They camped there as one people. That was as dramatic. See, everyone thinks that the great miracle of Matan Torah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on the mountain. There's even a bigger miracle was that there was Achdus and Klal Yisrael. Right? Everyone got along with each other. Everyone loved each other. I also want to point out something amazing. My Rebbe always pointed out something incredible about this pasuk. Rashi says, "Ki ish echad belev echad." Oh, so good. Baruch Hashem. I think I've been saying this for 15 years, over and over. But it's one of those. So Rebbe said, it doesn't say "Ki ish echad bedeya echad," one people, one opinion. It says one people with one heart. And Torah is teaching us an incredible yisod, which is you don't have to agree to love someone else. You don't have to agree to have achdus. Klal Yisrael were never dea achas. We were never one opinion. We never all believed the same way, practiced the same way, approached Kadosh Baruch Hu the same way. And the godless of Klal Yisrael is the ability to cultivate achdus even in the absence of consensus. It's unity without consensus. It's unity without agreement. We're one nation. We all live together. There's an Am Echad. And even if they're datosei and shonos, even, right, we have different opinions, different hashkafas, different approaches, you can still have achdus. So it's an incredible, incredible approach. We often think achdus only applies to people who are like me. I can have achdus people like me. People not like me, achdus is impossible. Pashat, not true. You can have achdus with any Jew, as long as you open your heart to them. So the Rebbe says something amazing. Look at the bottom paragraph. So two pieces tonight from Likutei Halachos. So this is Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Kol achidushei haTorah amitim hem tzimtzumim vekelim nifloim lahamshich al yodam or ha'ein sof, paragraph B, bahadraga ubemida karoy. So we'll say we know that the beauty of Torah is that there are multiple dimensions, right? This is one of the tenets of Hasidus, which is that there's the Torah's Hanigla, right? There's revealed Torah. So revealed Torah is the Pasuk, is the Rashi, is the Mishnah, is the Gemara. And there's Torah's Hanistar. Torah's Hanistar, so often people think Torah's Hanistar means Kabbalah. So that is part of Torah's Hanistar. But on a deeper level, what it means is every Pasuk in Torah, every word in Torah has a deeper, profound message. There's the spoken meaning, there's the stated meaning, and then there's the deeper, profound neshama dikamili, meaning that every single pasuk has. Mostly, you know where this comes up most often, or you know where this hits us most? See, these parashas are exciting because they're stories. When we get to Vayikra, and we're kind of totally immersed in sacrificial law, right? And we're wondering to ourselves, like, oh my gosh, like, I'll take anything. Like, I'll take the Meraglim over this. Like, I'll take, you know, Chet Egel over this. I'll take Benos Slavchad over this. Right? What am I doing? So we'll say, the beauty is that when one looks in Hasidic literature, you begin to see the meaning that comes out of even sacrificial law. The meaning that comes out of all of those psukim. So we'll say, so this says Rebbe something amazing. That halacha lemaisa, every single, kol chidushi haTorah mitim, every single piece of Torah, we'll say, is contained within the words. The deeper meaning, the neshama of these words, is contained in the regular stated word. So we'll say, so here's the shaila, here's the great challenge. See, a lot of us go through life, and we never appreciate Torah, because all we get is the Torah's hanigla. All we get is the revealed Torah. How do you go ahead and tap into Torah's hanister? How do you tap into the deeper, more neshamadika part of Torah? So I'll say, it's like lahavdil. Remember when you were a kid? That they don't, I don't think they do it anymore with the cereal prizes. Do they still put prizes in cereals?
Oh yeah.
Do they? Okay. Okay, good. So I remember as a kid, Mamisha was Frosted Flakes used to have the decoder ring. Right? Do you remember what the decoder ring was? The decoder ring essentially was like a piece of plastic with another clear piece of plastic in it, right? And supposedly it was supposed to unjumble everything.
And it was made in Japan.
It was right. And it was made to decode like Chinese or Japanese or something, not for English. I will say, but there's a godless in that. The godless in that is, in life, you need a decoder ring. Because most things that are meaningful in life are not obvious and are not apparent. They're usually there somewhere beneath the surface, but you have to decode it. So the Rebbe says over here, "Ach lozet tzrichin sheyischabru bi'avon nefashos rabos miYisrael biyachad." Both say this is amazing. What's the decoder ring of Torah? The decoder ring of Torah, the Rebbe posits, is achdus. When Klal Yisrael is together, when Klal Yisrael is biyachad, when there's achdus, that allows us as individuals to unlock the secrets of Torah. So let's see, hear this meaning that it is, it's achdus, right? Unity is the decoder ring for personal spirituality. I could only tap in to the Torah's hanister, to the deeper dimensions of Torah, if I'm living in a state of achdus. And the Rebbe goes on, because to decode the secrets on the same deeper meaning of Torah, one requires many utensils. She efsher sheyistaknu kim al yidei alofim neshamos shemeschabrim yachad bi'ava ki ish echad. See, Rabbi say, the Torah, Chazal called Torah the daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is the daughter of the Ibn Shalom. So we'll say, a father loves nothing in this world more than his daughter. Right? Even different than a son. Even different than a son. There's a different kind of relationship that exists between a father and a daughter. Meaning, Chazal could have also called Torah Kadosh Baruch Hu's son. Why don't Chazal call Torah Kadosh Baruch Hu's son? So what do you do with a son? What do you do with a son?
Send him out.
Send him out. Right? And in your heart, what do you know? He'll be fine. He'll be fine. Your daughter? She didn't call for 7.5 minutes, right? What's going on over here, right? Where is she? What's happening? Is she okay? And that worry about a daughter, interestingly enough, never actually changes. It continues. So Chazal called Torah the daughter of the Ribono Shalom, representing this unique connection that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, and the Torah HaKidosha. So listen to this. It says the Rebbe, so if the Torah is the daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah contains all of these secrets, I by myself don't have the ability to unlock it. And I will say, when we say unlock the secrets, I want to be clear. I'm not talking about like unlocking secrets that you're going to see the Malachi HaShareis talking with you. That's not what I'm talking about. When I say unlocking secrets, I'm talking about understanding the deeper messages of everyday life through the prism of Torah. I can't do it on my own. I don't have enough individual koach to be able to make that happen. So what do I need? I need your help. You need my help. We need each other. That's why only if there's achdus, only if there's unity, only if we're together, do we have the ability to go ahead and unlock the secrets of Torah? So the Rebbe goes on. He says, "Kiyim al yidei alofim nishamos shemischabrim yachad bi'ava ki ish echad." But do you hear what's happening over here? See, all of us speak about achdus and how wonderful achdus is. So you ever ask yourself, you know, everybody speaks about how important achdus is. I have a simple question for you, which is, why?
It's
I know a lot of happy people who do not appreciate achdus, right? I know a lot of happy people who can't get along with other people. I know a lot of happy people who don't like Jews. Right? People say, I'll tell you, you know what always makes me cringe a little bit? You hear this, people like to say, oh, when I go on vacation, I like to go somewhere where there are no Jews. So I often wonder to myself, what are you doing on vacation if you can't be around other Jews? And what bothers you about being around other Jews? You know, say, I say fakert. You know when you're away somewhere and you see a yarmulke and mamish, like, you feel like you see Mashiach riding on his white donkey right in front of you. Another Jew. Mamish, this would be the same person who on Shabbos you've been ignoring for the last 17 years when you walk back and forth. You don't invite them here, you don't invite them there. But now, like, it's incredible. See, they're both saying, why do we need achdus? Why do we need it? So the Rebbe says, because we cannot come to a full appreciation of Torah without each other. To unlock the secrets of Torah requires spiritual energy. And again, by secrets I mean the deeper meanings that apply to our day-to-day lives. To unlock that deeper meaning, I can't do it. I don't have enough spiritual energy on my own. You don't have enough spiritual energy on your own. The two of us don't have enough spiritual energy on our own. But, if all of us are together, if there's achdus, then the collective koach of Am Yisrael, the collective koach, allows each of us as individuals to unlock the deeper messages of Torah. That's the power of achdus, Rav Osai. Achdus is not some appendage of tikkun olam. Achdus is not nice because we should all get along in like a kumbaya moment, right? Achdus is important because in order to be Jewish, I need Torah. Without the Torah, my spiritual identity is deficient. But I don't just need to know the do's and don'ts, I need to understand the deeper lessons of everyday life that Torah gives me. And to understand those deeper lessons, I can't unlock them by myself. That's what I will say. If you've ever had the opportunity, you know, I have this conversation with my children all the time, that I'm a privilege to be in Eretz Yisrael. So if I'm ever in Yerushalayim, I try, although Meir was successful one time in getting me away, but I try to always daven at the Kosel. Meir took me to another beautiful minyan, but it's not to me. I can't daven anywhere but the Kosel. So I take my kids there, and it's interesting because my children all at first had the same type of reaction, which is, can't daven here with Kavana. Like, you know how it is. You know, in general, at the Kosel, it's difficult. But Shabbos night, especially if you're there during the summer, so much bustling. And the tourists, and the birthright groups, and the soldiers, and the Hasidim, and this one. And everyone's jockeying for space. So I tried to explain to him, I said, you know, there are times where your goal in the tefillah experience is kavana. And there are times where the goal of the tefillah experience is achdus. I agree. You might be able to have better kavana if you go ahead and you daven somewhere else. That may be possible. It's a chassan. So I'll say, look, and Mamish, Shana Rishon is coming out to learn Rabbi Nachman. That's so. Mayor, give him a l'chaim. And a sheet. Oh, and a sheet also. Yeah, he might not. I think he's old enough. Right? So yes, he is. So listen to this. So the incredible part of your side, tell my kids, you're right. It's not about the kavana. You might be able to actually have better kavana somewhere else. So why do you come to daven at the Kosel? Because nowhere else will you get to experience achdus like you will in that moment on a Shabbos night. Nowhere else will you ever see a cross-section of Klal Yisrael. And by the way, it's not just Klal Yisrael. It's a cross-section of humanity. In one place, with their hearts pointed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some know their hearts are pointed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some have not yet discovered it. That's the power there. So let's say, and then, when you, and that's why, you know, it's an amazing thing. I can't tell you how many times I've had this chus to daven at the Kosel on Shabbos night, and to be honest, I'm mamish, I feel like I should be honest, which is, there are times like, I'm not sure, like, if I said all of Kabbalah Shabbos, because somehow I started here, I ended up here. I have Kosel ADD, so like I start at this minyan, I go to that minyan, I hear this niggin, I see this person, and I'm at the end, it's 2 hours in, my wife is already upset at me because she's been waiting me for an hour, right? And I've done Kabbalah Shabbos 15 times, but I'm still not sure, like, did I say l'chadoti? Like, I know that I sang, I know that I this, and I was like, but yet, there's no shayla, that it is the most uplifting tefillah experience in the world. So you say to yourself, that's impossible, that's a contradiction. You're not sure if you said l'chadodi, and it's the most incredible tefillah experience? Yes. Because it will say, what Achdus has is the ability to unlock something in ourselves. It sounds interesting, because Achdus we often see as a function of the klal. It is. But it's a function of the klal that unlocks an energy of the individual. That's the incredible, incredible koach over here, Rabbosai. And that's what the Rebbe is saying over here. You want to unlock the secrets of Torah? You want to unlock the secrets of Torah? The way you unlock the secrets of Torah is Achdus. And Rabbosai, I just want to say a word about this for just a moment. What is Achdus? And this is incredibly important as well. When we speak about Achdus, what do we mean? See, Rabbosai, people often assume when we speak about Achdus, who am I referring to?
Us.
Right? But other Jews, right? Like Achdus means, so I might identify as an observant Jew. So my goal is to have Achdus with a not yet observant Jew or someone like, or something like that. So that's Shalom. But understand, Achdus starts on a very basic level. Shalom Bayis is part of Achdus. Getting along with your wife and treating her like a queen. That's Achdus. Getting along with your chaverim. Your chaverim, that's Achdus. Treating your children in a way that builds them up and doesn't knock them down. That's Achdus. Yes, Achdus starts at home. Achdus starts at home. Then once you build Achdus at home, you have Achdus with your wife, you have Achdus with your mishpacha, then you slowly via futsu ma'enosecha chutza. Then the bonds of Achdus spread out. But again, sometimes you think of Achdus as this big global thing. I'm going to march mamish over, you know, to the next shul. I'm going to burst in. I'm going to say, I love all of you. And then after they call the police, right? And then that's true. That is an element of Achdus. I will say, but Achdus starts in very small ways. Small ways, baby steps. And then slowly but surely, as I firm up my nuclear relationships, my familial relationships, my shul relationships, my community relationships, then I get into my klal yisrael relationships. But says Rebbe, that's the reason why Achdus is so important. Because without it, you cannot unlock the energy of Torah. Without it, you cannot unlock the secrets of Torah. Without it, all you're getting is the nigla, and you're not getting the nistar. So the Rebbe goes on. He says, Shezes sod, two lines up from paragraph C. Shezes sod, mashamatan Torah. So we'll say, now we begin to understand. What did the Pasuk say? Vayichan Yisrael neged, Vayichan Sham Yisrael. And what did Rashi say? Ki ish echad belev echad. One people with one heart. So we often think, wow, so beautiful, so nice. No, says the Rebbe. It's not just so beautiful, it's so nice. It was a prerequisite to Matan Torah. You cannot hear from the Shekhinah. You cannot get Aseres HaDibros. And again, remember, we know what Rav Haigon says, right? Remember, Rav Haigon says, all Taryag Mitzvos, all 613 are in the Aseres HaDibros. Klal Yisrael got all 613. Klal Yisrael got Torah Shebichsav. Klal Yisrael got Torah Shebal Peh. All in the course of how long? A couple of days. A voluminous amount of knowledge. And they understood it, Rabbi Osai. They had clarity. You can't get that without Achdus. You can't get that if you're flying solo in life. You can't get that on your own. That's why says the Rebbe, Shezes sod, Mashamatan Torah lo haya achnis kaptu shishim ribom yiso yachod, biava ubishalom. That's why again, Matan Torah couldn't take place until all of Klal Yisrael gathered together with love and with shalom. Kima amar abusin lezal, al pasik paragraph C, vayichan sham yisrael v'chulei, v'chin amru abusin lezal, So you understand now what the Rebbe is saying? We all are familiar with the Vayichan Yisrael, Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad, and we often think, how beautiful, how nice. The Rebbe said, Rabbi Nachman says, no, not just how beautiful, how nice. How beautiful, how nice, and an absolute prerequisite to Matan Torah. You want Torah in its full glory, you need to have Achdus. If you don't have Achdus, then ultimately, again, you can get do's and don'ts. Right, you can get kasher, treif, tamei, tar, mutter, aser, but you'll never get anything deeper. And the Rebbe ends off by saying, "V'chein omer Rabbi Sinu Zal apasik shuva Hashem rivavos afe Yisrael, ein ashchina shora apakos mishnei rivavos u'shnei alafim, ki akol kafi amshachas haor kniskar lael, shu kafi akibot shanafashos ravus miyisrael bi'ava b'shalom." And I will say this, I think, the Rebbe then goes on, by the way, in the second piece, which you'll look at on your own, but essentially what the Rebbe says over here is something quite amazing. He says that every single time we have Kriyas HaTorah, we have the ability to recreate this Achdus. The Rebbe says so much of the need for attentiveness during Kriyas HaTorah is about this ability to recreate this Achdus. But we'll save that piece for a different time. And I will say what comes out, I think, from this piece of the Rebbe is something truly amazing, which is the Rebbe. We don't need the Rebbe to teach us about the necessity of Achdus. We just need the Rebbe to teach us why Achdus is so important. You cannot plumb the depths of Torah. You cannot unlock the spirituality of Torah. You cannot connect with the nistar, everyday lessons of Torah, unless you're plugged in to the other. Only where there is Achdus, because Rebbe said, where there's Achdus, we pool our collective spiritual resources. When we pool our collective spiritual resources, we're able to accomplish great things. If it's you on your own, me on my own, so there's a ceiling to how much spiritually we could accomplish. But where there's Achdus and the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael merge into one, then our collective spiritual energies are pooled, and there is no telling what we could accomplish. And I will say, just on a very basic level, this is why we have to strive so hard to try to achieve shalom in our life relationships. It's not easy, because, you know, I will say, the difficult part of relationships is, it's not just up to me, right? There are other people involved, and we all have life relationships where I'm dying for shalom with someone. They're not interested. We all have that in life. They're just not interested for a variety of reasons. And obviously, if there's no partner in peace, right, if the other person doesn't want shalom, I can give them anything, right, and everything, and it's still not going to make a difference. It won't make a difference. But I will say, to whatever degree I have in my power to make shalom, again, with my spouse, with my children, with my friends, with my community, and of course, then into Klal Yisrael, I will say, the more shalom you have in your life, the more achdus you have in your life. The more achdus you have in your life, the more you understand the deeper messages of Torah, and the more you could apply them to your everyday life. Shkoyach.
After you.
Let's say just a special announcement.